Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Daf Lamed Ches. We are on the fourth line, and today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Freida Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Mechel, whose yahrzeit is today. Neshama Shavu Aliyah. Okay, so we said yesterday that there was a difference between a killing that was in Derech Yirida and Derech Aliyah, right? Remember we said that yesterday? So now the Gemara says, is that even true? There's no difference. I'm away in terms of halacha that we needed two makoros to teach us. We needed two separate makoros to teach us that if it's derech aliyah, there's no kapara, and if derech yirida, there's no kapara. Right? So we need two plukim for that. Why? I'm away, Rava. Hamidatana de bechizki anafka. This is the vart that Chizkiya's yeshiva taught, which is what the tana de bechizkiya. Make Adam umake behema. It says in the pasuk, if you hit an animal and if you hit a person. Ma, this was Monday's daf, remember? Ma, very hard. Ma make behema. When you hit an animal, lo chalaktabo. There's no difference. Ben mishogeg, lemezid, mischavein, she'en mischavein, derech yirida, derech aliyah, lepotro mamon, el lechayvo mamon. You're chayv. When you hit an animal, there's no way you're not paying. Think about that one. There's no way you're not paying. No, but I didn't mean to do it. Doesn't matter. Yeah, but it was this, doesn't matter. There's no way you're not paying for that animal. Right? So too, there's a hekesh. So too, af, maka adam. When you hit a person. Loch tichlok, bo. There's no difference. Beim shogeg, lemezid, mischavein, l'she'ein mischavein, derech yirida, derech aliyah, l'chayvo mamon, el l'potro mamon. And when it says over here hit, that means he killed. Right? Right?
Therefore, what happened? If you're not chayav golus, what are you trying to say? You're not chayav golus if you do it while.
What?
You're not chayav golus.
Right? No, we're talking about mazid.
Mazid?
There's no. Right? What? Right, so you had killed somebody. It doesn't matter why you killed him. It doesn't matter. You are never paying. Just like when you kill an animal, you're never not paying. There's no situation where you're not going to pay. It's not, never going to happen. You hit an animal, you pay. What excuse are you going to come up with? It doesn't matter. So too, when you kill a person, it doesn't matter what excuse you're going to come up with. You're not paying. Why are you not paying? Because either you're going to be chayav misa or you're going to galus. You're not paying. Now, what if you find a weird situation where you're not chayav misa and you're not going to galus?
Yeah, derech aliyah.
Right? You're still not paying. You're still not paying, right? There's no situation where you're not paying. I'm sorry. There's no situation where you're paying.
You are paying, right?
Right? There's no such thing. So what do I need a pasuk for to tell me that? I need a pasuk. Don't, by the way, there's no kofar. Where is there no kofar? There's no kofar derech aliyah. There's no kofar derech yirida. I know all that already. There's never a situation where you pay. Never. Right? So why do we need so many psukim? We had two psukim. We had kofar nefesh, then we had kol cheirem, right? Any murderer, right? What do we need all that for? You never pay. So Ella, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Itzdrich, it was necessary, now we're going to go back to the first pasuk. It was necessary for the Torah to write the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo sikku kofar l'nefesh rotzeach. Don't take kofar for a murderer. According to Chizkiya, it's obvious. You never take kofar for a murderer. A murderer never pays. Why does the Torah have to say it again? Don't take kofar for a murderer. Right? Not only that, we asked a better question. We had a kimleis from the case of the pushing the mother. Right? So we know already you don't pay kofar. So what's all these extra words? All these extra psukim. So, Sokhadai Dechamina, this is very difficult. A very difficult havamina. Sokhadai Dechamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, one of these words, one of what words? When is it true that you're potter from paying? Gesundheit. Hecha, you know where? Desima es eno. You poke out somebody's eye. Vaharguba. And you kill the guy. So it's one action, one hitting, causing two damages. First of all, you blind the guy. And second of all, you kill the guy.
Why wouldn't it be? No, it's thereby killing.
It is Kimlay. That's the case of Kimlay.
Why is he using that as a proof?
No, just listen. I would have thought that's Kimlay. Aval, but. Hecha desima es eno. What if you poke the guy's eye out? V'hargu b'davar acher. But he died for some other reason. Rashi says four words. B'maka acheres u'b'bas achas. Another hit at the same time. In other words, you hit him with two fists. You come at somebody with two fists. One knocks out his eye, and the other one kills him. So I would have thought, there's no Kimli there. That's what I would have thought. There's no Kimli there. Pay for the eye, and then you get Misa. Because he killed.
He died later?
What?
When does he die? Later?
That's why I said, I'm not so sure what this Havamina means exactly. What's the case? What are the facts of the case?
It has to be that way.
You hit a guy with two punches.
Somehow or another, it has to work.
Somehow or another, you hit him twice. But one hitting. Because if you hit a guy today and then you hit him tomorrow, that's not Kimley.
Why not?
Well, because it has to be at the same time.
Okay, so it's simultaneous.
How about this?
What do you mean? Hit a guy today, I poke his eye out, and then tomorrow I go ahead and kill him.
Nothing.
So of course that's not Kimley. I have to pay for his damage, and then the next day I killed him. One day I come and I chop his arm off. Then the next day I come and I kill him. Of course that's not Kimley.
That's not the case.
Why not, though?
No, the case is, Rashi said, Maka Acheres, another hitting, Bivasachas, at the same time.
Right. So you hit him twice.
You hit him with, like that. So one, you punch his eye out, and the other one, you punch him, you kill him.
That's
Kimley. I would have thought that there's no Kimley.
Why? Because he did it twice.
I would have thought, comes along the Torah, no, there's no cover for that either. That's why there's an extra pasuk. Yeah?
No, I'm saying, you can give it action.
What?
Punch him in the face, and he falls backwards into a car.
Right, or some crazy thing like that. Right, exactly. He punched a guy, he poke his eye out, and then some mishap and he falls.
Exactly.
But then he wouldn't be, that might not be Misa.
So he's supposed to...
Right, so either it's Gallus or Melodus, it's not...
That's anointed.
What?
Case.
But the point is you don't have to pay.
Right. Exactly.
That's the point, right?
But in the case where you punch his eye out,
yeah,
and then the next day you kill him, I said, within 24 hours, you bring him to Beis Din, a week later, whatever, the guy is dead. Does it have me to say you have to pay him for his eye?
Of course.
For the one day?
Yes, of course. No, but Kimley's at the same time. Do you remember the Gemara? And when you shoot the arrow on Shabbos, the Dalet Amos has to be at the same time. If not for that Dalet Amos, it would be different things.
Right, so you would kill the guy,
yeah,
and then make him pay.
Exactly. First you make him pay, then you make him, then you kill him. Right? But so what's the difference if it's a day or if it's 30 years?
I know. You're...
What's the difference?
It seems startling if it's a day. Like, I mean, you kill what? The guy, you're killing the guy anyway in a week.
So what? The fact that he gets killed does nothing for the victim you poked his eye out.
Exactly.
There's no... What does he care? The guy gets killed. Maybe he's a little happy about it. What does that have to do with him? The Lamai said the guy's life is ruined. So you pay for that.
Well, he's dead.
Pay Nezek Tzar, Ripush, Evers, and both. Pay that.
He's dead now.
Okay, so you pay before you kill him. Pay for it. No?
I'm saying it didn't come to base until after you killed him. That's my point. He's dead now. That's what I mean. He's dead. You killed him the next day.
So what? Okay, so what?
A week later.
So what? So what?
You pay the widow.
Exactly. But I would have thought if you do one action. One action / two actions. Then maybe there's no Kimlai then. That's what the Torah meant to say. Maybe I would think in such a case you do pay. Right? Therefore you don't. Okay. Where am I? Amalei Rava. Hai Nami. I also know that already. That also may iduch the Tana de Vechitzki Nafka. That I also learned from Chizkiyah. What I learned that? The Tana de Chizkiyah, it says, Ayin tachas ayin. It says, an eye for an eye. Velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. It doesn't say, an eye and a nefesh for an eye. Right? What does that mean? It says Rashi, Velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Mine kaima lon b'hachovel. We learn in Hachovel, the ayin tachas ayin, lav mamish. Right, first of all, an eye for an eye is not mamish. It doesn't mean you poke someone's eye out, we poke. That's not what it means. Right? It means you pay. The e amar the mamish, if you want to tell me it's mamish, dilma maybe, bahadi de samin and leine. So fine. So Bez is going to take the guy, and Bez is going to poke his eye out. Right? After all, ayin tachas ayin. What's going to happen? De samin and leine mayas, maybe he'll die. Maybe that guy couldn't have his eye poked out. And that'll cause him to die. V'havile ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. And then it turns out being ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Umihu shemayna minei delo tavid beitarti. You don't do that anyway. Loshna meis baosamaka loshna lomeis. Whether the guy dies or not, you don't poke someone's eye out. Ask the Shittu Mikubeth, it's an unbelievable kasha. Such a good kasha, I'm not sure what the answer is. His kasha is, this is not a case of ayin, tachas, nefesh, ayin. It's a case of ayin v'nefesh, tachas, ayin v'nefesh. Not only did I poke his eye, but I also killed the guy. The Gemara said it's not true. The Gemara said, well, the reason, we know it already, because there's no such thing as ayin, tachas, ayin also. Torah said ayin, tachas, ayin. But there's no such thing as ayin, tachas, nefesh, v'ayin. But there's no such thing. Says Shittim Kibbezes, that's not the case. That's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is ayin v'nefesh. That's what happened. It wasn't ayin tachas something else. It was ayin v'nefesh. Tachas ayin v'nefesh. Maybe in such a case, we do that. You hear the Gemara, you hear Shittim Kibbezes' question? It's a very strong question. Right? Right? In other words, when you poke someone's eye out and you also kill him, maybe in such a case, we would poke your eye out and kill you too. Maybe we would do that. What the Gemara said is not, the Gemara is good, it's a good drasha. Like what Rashi said, if we do ayin tachas ayin, maybe the guy will die. Okay, you can't do it. It's not fair. It's not a fair punishment. Reuven poke Shimon's eye out. So now we're going to poke Shimon's eye out. Maybe Shimon will die from that operation. All right. I hear that. That's not what's going on here. It's not our case. Our case is you did two things. So maybe we do two things back to you. How do you know you don't get two punishments? Right? That's what the Shittim Kibbez asks. So he answers, but we never have a situation where you get two punishments. At the end of the day, you never have such a thing. What? Yeah, that's what he says. You never have two punishments for one Maisa. Never. Right? Why? Because such a thing is Kimlei. It never happens. Okay. So up to a question. So I know that already. I know this already. Anyway, I know that already. So again, what are all these extra psukim of kol cherem and no kofar? I know this already. So el amar vashi, it's true. It's necessary. So I would have thought, ha'ol v'chiddush u'shechidush tor b'knas. Such a thing as the knas is a big chiddush. Afagav to miktal mishalem. So I would think, even though he's already dead, he still have to pay. Kamash malan. That's why I have all these extra psukim. No, knas, yeah, it's a chiddush. Remember we said what the chiddush is by knas? The Chassam Sofer said, the chiddush is, why does the victim get the knas? That was the chiddush, the Chassam Sofer said. What? You steal, he has to pay double. Why are you paying, why does this guy get double? You stole his iPad, so pay back an iPad. Why does he get doubled? Why does he get two iPads? Why? Now, you want to make the guy suffer? So make him give it to the shul. Let him give it to the mikvah. Let him give it to the tzibur. Why does the guy get it? That's a big chiddush. You steal the guy's sheep, you have to pay five times as much. Why five? Why he get five times? You stole his sheep, give the sheep back. Now you want to make the guy, you want to torture the guy, or make you pay five times as much? So give it to the tzibur. Why does he get it?
That's the knas.
Exactly. So why does he get the knas? Yeah.
You know what? Because in human nature is, it's worse giving it, I can justify giving another thing to a shul. It's very hard for me to justify giving it back to you enough.
Right, so then it's worse for the guy. Worse for the guy. Hey, here, so that's a big chiddush. That's the chiddush. Everything in the Torah is a chiddush. Would you have dreamed up Malkus? Wouldn't dream such a thing up. Right? Everything's a chiddush. Skeel is a chiddush. So everything's a chiddush. So why is it only a knas a chiddush? Because knas doesn't equal out. Why does a guy get the knas? Should go to the shul. Anyway, they have a kamash malan. I would have thought, maybe there's no kimle by a knas. Kamash malan, that's why I have all these extra psukim. One second, according to Rabba holds there's no kimli by a knas ever. And therefore you do pay a knas. So according to Rabba, why on earth do we have the extra pasuk of kol cherem? So he answers, yesterday, that what? That if a guy is going to be taken out to be killed, and you say, I want to give my eret value of that guy who's about to be killed by Beis Din, how do you know? You don't have to give a nickel, because he has no value. That's what it says, kol cherem. That's what he does with that pasuk. So it's all good. Okay? Now, the next Mishnah has further nothing at all whatsoever to do with ksuvis. Here we go. Now, there's such a thing. There's two things. There's Naira Hamurasa. No. Yes, Naira, a Naira that you violate. A harsher word is rape. And then there's another thing. Gesund, and she's not married. If she's married, she's an Eishes Ish. You don't get skila for that. If it's a Naira Marza, you get skila. Otherwise, you get chenek. Right? That's an Avera. She's a single girl. You violate a single girl. So here's the halacha. The halacha is you pay the father a knas, and you have to marry her, and you're never allowed to get divorced. Okay? What?
If she agrees.
If she agrees. If she agrees. But it's not up to him. She can be the ugliest thing. He has to marry her. The Gemara is going to say that. She can be mukesh shchin, missing limbs. He has to marry her. Why would he violate such a girl? I don't know, but he has to marry her. If she says no, then she doesn't have to.
That's just,
yeah. What do you do it for? Now, there's another thing called mafata. Mafata is a seduction. You also pay a knas over there. However, there he doesn't have to marry her. He doesn't have to marry her. So that's the only difference. He doesn't have to marry her. Okay? Oh, and the next thing was, the Torah didn't say what the knas is going to be for a mafata. It just says you pay shekel. So the Gemara is going to say, it's Xavier Shafa, you pay the same amount you pay by an onis, by an Aram Rasa. Same amount, 50 shekel. Okay? Good? Here we go. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about the following issue. What if the Naira Hamurasa, Naira Hamurasa only applies if she's a Basula. So here, let's say this. This girl was 10 years old, 11 years old, and she got married. But she never consummated the marriage. She only had Arison. Then her husband divorced her. Okay? So she never had Arison. But she never had Nisuin, but she had Arison. Right? So now, then you go ahead and you violate her. So what's the story there? Is that considered Naira Hamurasa?
She's not a Ba'ula.
However, she was married. So, says the Mishnah like this. Naira Shenis Arsa, a Naira that's engaged, she has Arison, Vin is Garsha, and then she gets divorced. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ein La Knas. There's no longer a Knas. The Knas is over. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, first of all, Yesh La Knas. First of all, she does get a Knas. And second of all, the Knas La Atma. The Knas goes to her, not to her father. Okay? Now, that's what the Mishnah said. The Gemara now is going to quote a Brisa where Rabbi Akiva says the exact opposite. And the Gemara, and everybody's going to say, it's a machlokas, what Rabbi Akiva said. Okay? Now, first of all, my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. How can Rabbi Yossi Aglili say there's no knas now? There's no knas. Why? Amar Kra, it says like this. It says in the Torah that you find a girl, Asher Lo Orasa, that was not married, and you violate her. It says in the Beferesh Torah, Asher Lo Orasa, she wasn't married. Ha'orasa, what if she was married? Ain't lo knas, there's no knas. Black and white, the Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, of Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do? No. Rabbi Akiva says like this, Asher lo arasa le'aviha. If she wasn't married, then the money goes to the father. Ha'orasa, but if she was married, again, she's still a basula, because he divorced her before the nisuin. But she was married. She was married. Asher lo arasa. Then ha arasa la atma. But if she was married.
Not married. He calls it.
Engaged. Engaged. But if she was, then the money goes to herself. Okay? Now, what about if a woman is 15 years old? Is there such a thing as a Naira Hamarasa?
No.
Why not? Because it only applies to a Naira. So say like the same thing. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? If she's a Naira, then the money goes to the father. What if she's 15 years old? Then the money goes to herself. Why do you say that? How about that? Ela me'ata, Naira v'lo bogeres. She's a Naira, not a bogeres. Hachanami, same thing. Dila atma. How do you read this? One second. Ela me'ata, Naira v'lo bogeres. Hachanami, dila atma.
Right.
Huh?
She's got her also.
Oh, hachanami, dila atma. Right? And that's the next one. Vesula below Va'ula, Hachanami de la Atma. But only applies by a Basula. What if she's a Ba'ula? So say the same thing. If she's a Basula, it goes to the father. And if she's a Ba'ula, it goes to her. Now let her make a Ba'ula. What's the difference between Basula and Ba'ula? The only difference is who gets the money. Why don't you say the same thing? The answer, we don't say that, right? Ella Lagamri. Rather, we don't make these distinctions. Even Rabbi Akiva didn't do that. Hachanami Lagamri. So say the same thing. Where do you make up a new din? If she's married, she gets the money herself. Where do you make that din from? Now, Amalach Rabbi Akiva. Now, this is a brisa, which is not going to say something different than the Mishnah. Hi, lo arasa mi boy lechetanya. No, the words lo arasa, that she wasn't married, teaches me another vart. What does it teach me? Asher lo arasa prat comes to exclude lenaira shenes arsa. She was married. Vin is garsha. Then she got divorced. Our case. She ain't lo knas. There's no knas. Deve Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? That's the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's what we said in the Mishnah. He's the same. Rabbi Akiva Omer yeshin lo knas. There is a knas, the knas lavia, and it goes to the father. And in the Mishnah, he said it goes to her. Now, in the Brisa, he changed it. Right? And now that he changed it, we don't really have any kashas. Well, what about a bogeres? And what about a ba'ula? We don't have those kashas. Right? The question is, what's the reasoning? Vadinosin, says Rabbi Akiva, it's a kal v'chomer. Right, when a father marries off his daughter, who gets the money? The father. So too, the father is zochet to the knas money.
Yeah, but it's not now.
He's
only zochet to the money before he marries. And once she's married, is he allowed to get all his? Then once she's already divorced, he's only zakai in her.
Ma kesef kedushin, just like kesef kedushin. Afal pishin esarsa. Vinis Garsha. La Viha. The father gets the key. He doesn't give the money back. Right? He accepts money for his daughter. He gets the money. They have Erison. And then after Erison, the guy divorces her. Does the father give the money back? No. Af Kesef Knasa. So too the Knas money. Af Alpish and Asarsa Vinis Garsha. Le Aviha. It goes to the father. Even though she's a single girl when it happened. Because she was divorced. She came back home. Right? She didn't have left home because she's only Erison.
Marry her again while she's in
that? No. Only do it one time. Im Kane, Ma Tamud Lomar Sherlo Arasa. So why does it say she wasn't married? It's redundant. Right? Mufna, it's open. Lahakishlo, Vladun, Haimenu, Xerishava. It says it for Xerishava. Nemar Khan Asher Lo Arasa. It says over here she wasn't married. Venemar Lahalan, and it says by Mafate Asher Lo Arasa. Also wasn't married, that girl. Malakan Nun. Just like over here it says 50. Af Lahalan Nun. So too over there it's also 50. Doesn't say how much over there. Malahalan. Just like over there. Shkalim. It's Shkalim. Af Khan. So too over here it's Shkalim. Very good. The bottom line is, right? The words Asher Lo Orasa are not available to tell me that if she's not married, she doesn't have to pay. That's what Pierce Gluli said. So if she's not married, if she's married, there's no knas. Says Rabbi Akiva, I don't know that. I use Lo Orasa for something else. So I hold that even if she was married, there's still a knas. Now, the next few lines is quite hard. Rabbi Akiva, my chazis to Asher Lo Arasa l'gzeir shava. So what did he learn from the words Asher Lo Arasa? Gzeir shava, that the same dinim by Mafata. Very good. And what did he learn from the words Ubisula? Limu'ute bu'ula. Right? There's no such thing as a Nair HaMarasa by a bu'ula. No such thing. How do you know that? Because it says Bisula. Bisula means a Bisula. Right? Ema, say it like this. Besula l'gzeirishava. No, the besula teaches me the gzeirishava. That what? That the amount of knas by ones and mafata is the same. And you see from here that you can make up a gzeirishava. We're going to change the words of the gzeirishava. Who gave us the right to do that? Because the gzeirishava is the idea. The idea is that Nair HaMarasa and mafata are the same. That's the idea. How we get to that idea? However you want. And so that's the Gzeir Shava. And Vasher Lo Orasa, and the words Asher Lo Orasa, is Prat, Lenaira, Shinazarsa, Vinis Garsha. Just like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Why don't we keep it do it backwards? So the Gemara answers. You got that question?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got that question?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, Mistabra, it makes a lot of sense to say that Asher lo orasa l'gzeira shava, that those words are better suited for the gzeira shava. Why? Shahare ani koreba naira besula. Because a naira is usually called a besula. I think that's what that means. What does it mean, naira besula? Even though she got married and she got divorced, she's still a besula. Right? That didn't change. Right? However, if I would have learned the gzeira shava from the words besula, that what? That a knas is the same by onus and mafate. Right? Right. Well, what would happen? Right? I would have thought, and then what? And the words asher lo orasa teach me that there's no knas by a married woman. I would have thought, right? I would have thought that maybe there's a knas by a ba'ula.
You mean a naira?
A naira, but she's a ba'ula. And that's not true. So to not to think that, Rabbi Akiva says it makes much more sense to do it my way. Says the Gemara, Adrab, just the opposite. Besula l'gzereshava, better, much better that a besula should be the gzereshava. Why? Shareni koreba asher lo orasa. Not sure what that means. Because I would call a naira that has beula, but not married. Znus. That's Laura Russell. She wasn't married. So the Gemara says, no, it makes much more sense to say that this Anaira Hamurasa is only when she's a Basula. Why? Because Mistabra, Hai Ishtani Gufa, Fahai Lo Ishtani Gufa. Because when she's a Ba'ula, whether she's married or not, her body changed. Right? A woman who's a Basula is not the same thing as a woman who's a Ba'ula. Not the same thing. So it makes much more sense to say, Anaira Hamurasa, what if she got married and got divorced? Nothing changed. Her body didn't change. Her status changed. For two weeks, she was married before the husband gave her a divorce. Not her body didn't change. So it makes much more sense to say, that's still an Naira Hamurasa. She was married. So what?
But she gets the money or not?
Right. But to say that a Ba'ula gets the money, that's a huge Kiddush. She's not a Basula anymore. Her whole body changed. That I wouldn't say. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Glili, high Sfar Manale. What does Rabbi Yosef Glili know this Svara? What Svara? It's a funny word to say, Svara. What does he know this Svara? That what? That the Kshkalim for Onis and Mafata are the same. Nafkale mitatanya. It says, Kesef Yishkol Kimohar Habesulos. The Kesef that you pay for girls. Shehezeh Kimohar Habesulos. That's how much you have to pay. Umar Habesulos, Kazeh. And then what's the Umar Habesulos? Like this. Like what? Well, what an Aram Ross has to pay. And the Torah there says 50 shekel. Now, Kasha Rabbi Akiva ad Rabbi Akiva. So one second. Rabbi Akiva doesn't make any sense. In the Mishnah he said she gets the knas. And in the Brisa she said the husband, the father gets the knas. Right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Trei Tanoi Aliba Rabbi Akiva. There are two Tanoim that argue what exactly Rabbi Akiva said. Okay? Now, Bishloma, it makes perfect sense. Rabbi Akiva Dimas Nisan, that Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah makes better sense. Why? Lo Isya Gzereshava, Lo Asi Gzereshava, I don't need a Gzereshava. Umafkale Lekra Mipashte Legamri. And the Pasuk is completely learned in a different way. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva said that. What did Rabbi Akiva say? What?
Gzereshava shouldn't come and change the Pashup Pshat. That's
right. What's the Pashup Pshat? The Pashup Pshat is, I don't know how this is Pashup Pshat, right?
He said that she gets the fine and the money.
No. In the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? That Rabbi Akiva said she gets the fine. She gets to keep it herself. Why? Because she was married. It says, L'asher lo orasa. If she's not married, then it goes to the father. And what if she is married? It goes to herself. Rabbi Yosef Glili said, there's no knas at all. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Of course there's a knas. It just goes to herself. That makes perfect sense. Right? Where am I? Ela, Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa is the Gzereshava. You have a Gzereshava. Umafka mipashte legamri, and it goes against the pshat of the pasuk. Why? Because the pshat of the pasuk implied that if she's not married, it goes to her. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, the gzeirah shava for something else. And what if she's talking not married? It still goes to the father. Doesn't make any sense. Right? Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, Kariba, no. The pasuk means Asher lo arusa. It means she's not married now. That's what it means. Not that she was never married. It means she right now she's not married. When I raped her, she wasn't married. Says the Gemara Shkoya, if she's married, it's skila. Of course she's not married, right? You don't just pay a fine if you have some relations with someone else's wife. Of course she's not married now. Arusa baskilahi. Arusa gets skila for that. Says the Gemara, Tzalkadat dechamina, I would think she gets both. Ha, well, the chiddush hu shechid shetorah, biknas, afagaf de mitkal, mishalim. And even though she has to die, you have to die. Why you have to die? Because l'maisa, you were mezana with an ashes ish. I would think you still have to pay. Ul rabba de amar chiddush hu shechid shetorah, knas, afagaf de mitkal, mishalim, aikal neymar. Maybe, what about him who says he's not going to have to pay? That by misa and knas, you do pay the knas? Right?
And he gets executed.
So then these words aren't extra. He'll have to hold like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. He'll have to hold that way. That what? The money goes to herself. So he'll have to hold that. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Knas Lavi. Who gets the Knas? Lavia, the father. V'yesham La'atma. Some say herself. La'atma amai. Why does she get it herself? Amr of Chista, Hacha Benaira. Shinazarsa, well, she was an Ira. She got engaged. Vinis Garsha Skinan, and she got divorced. Upligi the belongs to the Rekiva the Masizan Vabba Rekiva the Brisa. And she's arguing in the same achlokas that we had before. What? Back to step one. Okay. Now the Gemara is gonna we'll start it now. The Gemara is gonna ask a question that you're gonna like this question. Ready for this question? The question is as follows. Amar Abaya. Ready for this? Ba'aleha, a guy violates a Naira Hamurasa. A Naira Hamurasa is only for 6 months of her life. From the time she's 12 to the time she's 12 and a half. So let's say he does it the last week before she turns 12 and a half. Umesa, and then he dies.
She dies.
So does he? Who does he pay now? Right? One second. Potter. She's Potter. He's Potter to pay. Why is he Potter to pay? Shenemar, because it says, V'nasan la'vi hanaira, you have to pay the money to the father of the girl, v'lo la'vi mesa, not to the father of a dead girl. Only if she's alive. Okay? Good?
No.
Now, milsa de pshita le labaya,
you pay it, but she's dead, you don't pay.
Okay, so
simple as that.
Who gets the money? The father. The father's still sitting here. The father's alive.
Yeah, but he's
got him
missing
the other one. No, she died. He violated her, and she died. How come she died? She got hit by a car.
Oh, not from that.
No, she died. Does he have to pay? Well, I had to pay last week. But he got locked out because she gets... The Gemara's going to say that tomorrow. He should lock out because she died? Right? Says Abaya.
She was an Arusa?
Yeah. No.
What? What's the case?
The case is he violated this girl.
She's not married.
She's a basula, a naira, yeah. And then she died. You don't have to pay. You're off the hook. Why? It's a gzeiras hakasav. The pasuk says you don't have to pay. Otherwise, he would. The pasuk says la viha naira. So we darshan. She has to still be alive.
Yeah, but at the time he did it, she was a naira. And she was alive.
But she died. So that's Abaya. Says the Gemara. Milsa de pshita le labaya. Something that was so obvious to Abaya. Mi boy le Rava. Rava wasn't so obvious. He had a kasha. The boy Rava. Listen to this. Yesh beger bakever o ein beger bakever. What that means is, does the time of her life stop when she died, or does it continue? Right. Look at Rashi. Yesh beger bakever. Does she become a bogeres even though she's dead? What does that mean? If she died when she was an arusa, when she was an arusa, she was a naira, ad shelo amda badin, and there was no judgment yet. It took a few weeks. By the time we get to Bezdin, v'gi azman bagrusa bekever, Now she's already over 13 and a half, if she would still be alive. 12 and a half, I'm sorry. Mi chashiv beger olo. Is she considered a bogeris now, and therefore off the hook, or not? Okay?
I don't understand the question. Where
do
you come up with
this question? Abaya was so clear to him.
I don't understand.
If that's a question, what's the difference if she's dead or not? If she's alive, it's the same question.
It's a good question.
By the way, heard the day before she turned, and the next day she turned.
One second, so let's look at the next Rashi. One second. Back to the Gemara. Yesh, Dabai Rava, Yesh Bega Bakever, Owen Bega Bakever. Yesh Bega Bakever. Do we say that Yesh Bega Bakever? That yes, Udbina Havi. Then the money goes to her son.
Her son.
The Gemara is going to say, how can she have a son?
Yeah.
So the Gemara is going to say, no, it doesn't go to her son, it goes to her father. The Gemara is going to change it. Can't go to her son, she can't have a son. It's impossible.
Well, not, you know, there is...
What?
There are people who say you can have a son without
the... Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Ain't beggar bakever. Ain't beggar bakever. Ain't beggar bakever. Udaviyahave. And it goes to her father. Okay? So look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi. Yesh beggar bakever.
What's my hope? So it's son and father. We're saying it's the same thing.
You'll have to come tomorrow. You hear the Gemara tomorrow. I don't remember what the answer was. That was the Gemara's answer. Yes, that's the first question. Umi mi abra? Can such a girl get pregnant? Yesh beggar bakever. Says Rashi. Vichi hechi de'im lo hispika lamod bedin. There wasn't a chance to get to the bezdin. Ad shebogra. Until she turned over 12 and a half. Tanan lekamon beperek nairash in istatva. We're going to learn later in the Masechta. Dahare hein laatzma v'lo lavia. If that happens, the money goes to her and not her father. Lahashtanami. So too over here. Bagbeger bakever. If she can still go grow, so to speak, in the grave, then mafkia koach ha'av. Then the father loses the rights. Ubna Yarisla. And her son inherits Im Yeshla Ben if she has a son. Which the Gemara says tomorrow she can't have one. You hear the question? You're right. The answer is you're right. If they don't get a chance, they can't get their act together, and they don't get to Beth until she turns 12 and a half, who gets the money? She does. So now, she died. When, by the time they actually get and bring this guy to Beth, then she would have been over 12 and a half. Who gets the money?
We never say that in Shas. I mean, we do.
I thought you liked this question.
Well, no, I do like the question.
Ain't boloilo.
If we do a crime, well, who cares what the status is in 3 months from now? When you win the fact you did a crime and paid for the crime, what's the issue? I don't know, because you happened to delay the whole proceedings for 6 months, and now you shouldn't have. You did a crime. You followed what the.
So there's no
the law of the status.
Right. So by the way,
changed.
So there's no question you're paying. No, what he's asking a good question. It doesn't matter when you come to Bezdin.
Exactly.
When the crime happened, what happened, she was not 12 and a half.
Yeah.
But because you slept and you got here 2 months later, now she's 12 and a half. Now, so the only thing that changes is who gets the money. He still has to pay the knas.
Right.
That didn't change. The only thing changes is who gets the money. Not who pays the money. That didn't change. According to Abaya, it changed. He's off the hook. Because she died. That's like there's a kasuf.
Wait, unless they say the father died after you did it. Even though
they're
off the hook?
No, so if the father's Yarshim, I don't know.
Yeah, Yarshim.
Right. So now the question is, if she's over 12 and a half herself, she didn't die. What happened? She turned 12 and a half. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is she gets the money herself. That's the only thing that changed.
Right, so my first question is, why do we care if she's dead or alive? She changed.
What?
Now
the question is, who gets the money now? Her Yarshim or the father's, or the father?
No, she's alive. She's a year later, you bring it to bed.
So then she gets the money herself. Why? I don't know. We have to learn that on Daf Mem Aleph. Right. Why?
Time,
why? This doesn't apply to any other halacha.
Yeah.
So why? We have to wait and see if we get an answer for that. All right. In the meantime, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
If there's Becca Bekever, then she can get pregnant too.